I'm Marianne Kolbasek-McGee, Executive Editor at Information Security Media Group. I'm at HIMSS 25 today, speaking with regulatory attorney Adam Green of the law firm Davis Wright Tremaine. Hi, Adam.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So, Adam, you're here at HIMSS speaking about privacy law considerations in the use of health data for AI and machine learning developments. What are some of the top considerations that HIPAA-regulated entities need to consider in their development and use of AI and machine learning tools?
So I think a lot of this is that HIPAA was, the privacy rule came from, it was published in 2000, and AI was not top of mind. And so HIPAA provides a lot of tools, a lot of permissions. Some of them may be relevant to AI, but we just don't have much clarity. So, for example, one can argue that using PHI, protected health information, to improve upon a service is part of the delivery of that service and part of treatment, payment, healthcare operations, depending on what that service is being used for. But we just don't have any guidance as to whether that the government would agree with that. One could argue that AI development could potentially qualify as research and could be done under HIPAA with, for example, an institutional review board waiving HIPAA authorization requirements. But once again, we don't have guidance as to whether use of PHI to develop AI is considered contributing to generalizable knowledge and qualifies as essentially research under HIPAA. So, you know, it's really HIPAA provides the tools, but we don't know which ones really apply here.
We know that there are also other federal privacy-related laws pertaining to health information, such as 42 CFR Part 2, which relates to federal substance disorder treatment programs. What should regulated entities be considering with AI development and use in those programs?
So organizations should definitely look at whether they have data that includes information with certain sensitive conditions, substance use disorder records being one example, but also under state law you might have HIV information, genetic information, mental health information, and essentially whether they are permitted under those laws to use the information to develop AI, even if they found a permissible basis under HIPAA. And so it might be, for example, if you call it research, and it meets the definition of research under HIPAA, it's probably fine under 42 CFR Part 2 to use substance use disorder information for that research. But on the other hand, if you have HIV information and a very stringent state law that requires authorization for any use or disclosure of HIV information, you might have to look to exclude that information from the data set.
So we're also seeing states toughen up their health data privacy laws, including the My Health, My Data Act in Washington State. How do these state laws play into the whole AI in healthcare and considerations for what, you know, these entities should be mindful of?
So these state laws generally exclude any information that is subject to HIPAA. So if you're subject to HIPAA, then you're probably, and navigating HIPAA with respect to the AI development, you're probably fine under these state laws. But on the other hand, if you've got consumer health data, for example, that falls outside of HIPAA, then you definitely need to be very sensitive to these state laws. And so, for example, My Health, My Data prohibits taking non-health data and using that data to draw health conclusions and essentially create health data without getting the authorization of the individuals. And in AI development, that could mean that you might not be able to take a data set and apply AI to it to create new health inferences from that data without first getting the authorizations of the individuals whose data you have, which may make the entire project completely infeasible. So to the extent you're working outside the world of HIPAA, you want to be very sensitive to these state laws.
So you had mentioned earlier that there really isn't any HIPAA guidance pertaining to AI. Do you expect we'll see that anytime soon? Or I know that there's a lot of uncertainty in D.C. about a lot of different things. What's your best guess here?
So at this point, you know, my crystal ball is definitely pretty fuzzy, no question about that. You know, I think there's some top priorities that the new administration is going to be looking at. You know, so for example, whether to continue to enforce the new privacy rule amendments with respect to reproductive health care, what to do with the security rule notice of proposed rulemaking. So while I think AI is a top priority of the new administration, and if we're going to seek guidance anywhere, AI may be the top of the list. but I just don't know how it's going to compete with some of these other priorities right now. And so, you know, I certainly wouldn't expect anything in the near future with respect to how HIPAA applies with AI. You know, I will say that the past administration was very focused on regulating AI and kind of protections with respect to AI, versus the new administration, I think, is much more about unleashing AI. And so potential guidance under the new administration may be a lot more pro how PHI could be used to develop AI than what we might have seen under a past administration.
So now, what are some of the common mistakes that you see entities making when it comes to the use of health data with AI and machine learning that might get them into trouble, and why?
So I think some common mistakes. One, not identifying potential sales of PHI. So if you have a technology partnership between a health system, for example, and a technology company, and it involves providing access to PHI, and there's development of AI, look very closely at how money or services are flowing, because you have to be careful that there's not essentially remuneration going from the technology company back to the health system in exchange for getting access to their PHI. If there is, that could create at least the perception of a impermissible sale of PHI. I think when you're looking at IP rights, we've already seen at least one court case that opined that providing IP rights in exchange for access to protected health information in the world of training models qualified as a potential sale of PHI. So I think that's one area to be sensitive to. Another is figuring out whether you want to ask the questions. So for example, many business associate agreements provide that the business associate may use or disclose PHI for the proper management administration. But does the covered entity that's signing that agreement really know what that means? What the business associate perceives that to mean? So do they perceive that to, for example, allow them to use the PHI to develop AI? The two parties to the BAA may have very different opinions on that question. And so the question is, do you want to ask the question? And you know, you may not like the answer once you find out.
So any advice on how entities can sort of avoid potential problems with health privacy data issues involving AI, especially since there's no guidance right now? Is it like anything goes except for the states, or what's your advice?
So yeah, AI should be part of an AI governance process that looks at many things, and privacy is one facet of that. And on the privacy front, you know, you want to have someone who is, you know, looking at what is the permission under HIPAA for this information, for this use of PHI with respect to the AI. So does this fall under healthcare operations, for example? Is there an argument for research? You want to make sure that you are thinking about sale of PHI, and you're thinking about that early in any potential partnership with a company on AI development. You want to make sure that you are not putting HIPAA blinders on and forgetting about other laws that may also be relevant in the privacy space. And then ultimately, you want to look at this from not just the legal perspective, but from a privacy perspective. Even if everything we're doing, we've got a legal argument for, if this ends up on the front page of the local newspaper, are we fully comfortable with that?
And finally, Adam, what else are you watching on the regulatory landscape these days when it pertains to health data, privacy, cybersecurity, but even those broader issues for other sectors for that matter?
So it's March 5th, so we've got 2 days left for comments on the HIPAA security rule notice of proposed rulemaking. And so watching, you know, and listening closely to what the future may bring there. I think it's a very bipartisan issue, but one, there's a lot of pushback on the amount of specificity in the proposed rule. And so I think we have a new administration that is looking to deregulate and may be very receptive to commentary that this is a overly regulatory approach. So I think, you know, very interesting to see if they are going to scrap this entirely or look to continue rulemaking on this. Looking to see what the tea leaves have in store with respect to the 2024 amendments for reproductive health care privacy, including whether the administration will defend a number of court cases that have been brought, including by a number of state attorneys general seeking to invalidate the laws. And I don't know that the administration necessarily wants to be out in front being anti-abortion. You know, they've kind of said this is a state law issue and we want to minimize this being a federal issue. But that being said, will they want to defend this or just let it get vacated by courts, I think, is going to be the big question. And ultimately, you know, I think we have privacy and security is pretty bipartisan, but, you know, is it going to survive the regulatory chainsaw that is being brought at the moment? You know, anyone's guess.
Well, thank you so much, Adam. I've been speaking to Attorney Adam Green. I'm Marianne Kolbasek-McGee of Information Security Media Group. Thanks for joining us.